Think about having your child, your grandchild, your niece, your nephew ripped away from your arm. Carry that vision in your thought. If you cannot identify with the individuals, with the human beings who are being torn apart, think about that in your own reality, personal reality. It is intolerable. It cannot be accepted.
President Trump has signed an executive order stopping the separation of families at the U.S.-Mexico border, but lawmakers expressed concerns that a plan to reunite those who have been separated has not been determined, and the lasting effects of trauma caused by family separation have not been addressed.
We have the responsibility, and I think that's partially why we're here today, to remain vigilant. First, what is going to happen to the children that have been separated from their families? How will they be reunited? And second, where do we go from here in terms of what is going to happen to families that are at the border?
We have to hold the administration's feet to the fire. We have to make certain that we end this policy as best we can, as soon as we can. We have to make certain that our children and our families are reunited.
Lawmakers and advocates vowed to keep the pressure on the administration. Aaron Spangler, State Capitol.